Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And today we're coming at you with a guest episode, first
finally,
of the year.
Yeah.
And get used to this, because we are going to be doing one guest episode per month, always the last one. But we just thought it would be helpful and just fun to bring on some guests, because we want this podcast to be like a community, and we want to help you guys in any kind of way that we can. But yeah, we just don't have the knowledge to talk about certain things. Yeah. So we are going to bring on some guests that can help us with that.
Yeah. All inspirational, powerful women that you guys can follow.
Yes, love. So let's start with the downs of the week. Okay, my down this week, honestly, like nothing major happened. I know I say this every week, but life is just not super exciting right now. So my down is also not super like significant, but anyways, I went to the ophthalmologist this week and I found out that I'm gonna have to wear glasses. And I hate myself with glasses. Like, I hate it, hate it. And I already had to wear them. I just didn't. And now my...
And that's the price you're going to have to pay.
Yeah. And now my prescription is, like, even higher. And now, like, I go out with my mom, like, in traffic. And I cannot see, like, the street signs for the names of the streets. And that is... not good. So I'm
concerning.
Gonna have to I'm gonna have to wear glasses, and I'm not excited about it.
It's okay, it's not as bad as you think, and you'll be able to wear or use contacts soon, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, my down this week is that for some reason I haven't been able to sleep well. Like every night once I like turn off my phone to go to sleep, I've been taking like at least 40 minutes to fall asleep, and I've been like waking up throughout the night multiple times. And there was like yesterday actually, like the night to, how can I explain this, from today Saturday, from Thursday to Friday, oh my god, my night was just horrible. Like I went to sleep at like 2:30 a.m. and then I woke up at 5:30, and then I stayed like 40 minutes awake. I couldn't go to sleep. I was kind of like, I couldn't stay still. And then I fell asleep, but I was just so tired, and it has been going on like for a while. I haven't been able to rest properly.
I hate that. Now it's not as bad because we don't have school, but when we like had school and I couldn't sleep, and I felt like, you know when you, like, you fall asleep, but you don't actually rest, and you don't actually sleep, and then, like, you have to wake up, and I just always feel like this is not fair, because I did not rest, like, at all.
I remember there were days, like, I used to wake up at 6 a.m., and then, like, sometimes I woke up at, like, 4, and I couldn't go to sleep, and I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, like, fuck, I have to wake up, like,
In 2 hours.
In 2 hours.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, it anyways. Sucks. Anyways, okay, so now for up of the week, I think our ups are pretty much the same. We had, like, a girls' night out.
The day before.
Thursday. And it was our friend's birthday. So, Maddie, if you're listening to this,
we love
happy
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday again.
Yes. And it was just, like, so nice to, like, be able to catch up and just, like, eat good food and everything like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's my up, too. So we can just skip to the weekly recap and you can start.
Okay, so for my weekly recap, nothing much happened this week. Again, like, I'm not proud of saying this because I wish something more would have happened, but it didn't. So, first of all, I read a book that Gabby lent me, but... it is so good. It's like a poetry book. It's called Milk and Honey, and I absolutely loved it. I have never in my entire life liked poetry, and I love this book. So
yeah, same.
It's just like very quick to read, and everything in it is just like a slap to the face.
Literally. So beautiful, and it's like she uses like very few words, but she can, I don't know, she can portray so much, like, you receive so much from, like, a few words.
Yeah, you kind of, like, rediscover yourself when you're reading this. It's super good. Also, I'm glad to say this, if you've been following along for a while now, you would know that I am, like, in a temporary, like, apartment, and I'm moving, like, sometime soon. I don't know when exactly, but this week, things are just moving along in the new apartment, and I'm getting excited because I love, like, the decorating part when everything's done. And it just, like, now I can see that it's, like, moving along, and it's getting me very excited. Also, the last thing that I've got for today is that people are, like, posting, like, themselves at school, like, going there just, like, say goodbye to the school, and I am feeling so, like, nostalgic this week, and just, like, it's weird to think that, like, we are never going back there, like, we're never gonna be, like, high school students again. That part of our life is basically over, and it is scary, and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I feel like I'm not ready to, like, have responsibilities and be an adult yet.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe we all feel this, but I feel like with COVID, we missed out on pretty much, like, the high school experience. And I'm just, like, at the same time, I'm very happy that it's over and it's done. But also, like, I wish I could go back next year and do it again, you know?
Create more memories.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's sad, but it's also happy, so, yeah.
It's a new era of life. Okay, so for my weekly recap, first of all, I also read a book this week. Finally, like, I was not, I started to read, like, a self-development book, and you literally have to be in the mood to read it. You can't just force it, because otherwise you just read and not, like, absorb anything that's going on. So I decided to stop it. I was loving it, but, like, I wasn't in the mood. And then I had, like, this book already downloaded on my Kindle, and I didn't feel like reading it, but I just said, like, fuck it, let's do it. And it's called Tools of Engagement. And it already, like, got me back into the reading mood. And I thought it would be, like, a silly romance, just, like, those falling in love in one day types of movie, and that movie types of book, and that, like, you have, like, a kiss and all that, and that's it. No, the book has spicy AF content. Like, I was just it was just such a nice surprise. Anyways,
it always is.
Loved the book. So it's called Tools of Engagement. I forgot the author, but that's fine.
Also, let me just comment, I forgot to comment about this, but I started reading Beach Read, and everyone just, like, loves this book. Like, okay, here's the thing. I like it very, very much. Like, just the vibe that the book has is just, like, amazing. But at the same time, like, I don't know why people, like, I'm not even, like, halfway through, but maybe it'll get better. But, like, it's just, like, a normal book. Like, it's better than the average, but, like, still, it's not, like, it's not gonna be one of my favorites, I think. But still, like, if you like romance, and you are just in the mood for, like, a light read, this book is so good. And it honestly, like, it's not just, like, a silly romance. It's more than that. Like, there's grief and everything like that in the book. So I am honestly loving it, but it's also, like, not all that. But I love it at the same time.
Yeah,
I love it.
Okay, moving on my weekly recap, I also, like, I'm feeling like a very planned businesswoman, because I made new tags for my embroideries, and I also got a stamp to, like, stamp, like, the bags and all that. So I'm very excited about that. Also, I had an adulting moment that felt great, because I had to go to the mall to buy our friends' gifts, and nobody came with me, so I was the one who, like, got everything and decided things, of course, with Julia's help, thank God. But I also just, like, I felt like drinking a milkshake, and then I went and sat by myself and drank a milkshake. Like, I felt very adult, and I had like an outfit that made me confident and all that. It was great.
Mm-hmm. I love going to the mall by myself.
It's so fun.
But at the same time, like, you have to be in the mood to do it. Because, like, the last time that I went, like, I was not very, like, in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, Christmas time. And it was just, like, crowded. And people were, like, everywhere. So, like, that was not the best. And also, like, you don't, like, stop to think about it. Like, we don't drive. So, like, usually when I would go, like, to the mall with my mom. And we'd buy, like, a lot of stuff. We would just, like, go to the parking lot and put it, like, in the trunk. But, like, when you go alone, you can't. And then you just have to, like, walk around holding, like, a bunch of bags. So, this is just, like, a first world problem. But, yeah. I just felt like commenting.
Oh, of course. Because if, like, it's all crowded and all that, like, it's not going to be, like, a vibe. You're just going to be, like, stressed and you'll be wanting to go home. So, yeah.
The mall in Christmas time is just not the vibe.
No.
Yeah.
You literally have to avoid it at all costs. Yes. My last thing that I'm going to mention is just I had, like, a couple's night out yesterday. And I was happy because I got to see my boyfriend, and he had COVID, and before that, like, his sister had COVID, so we had only, like, met once, and I was just very happy to see him, and we were with our other friends, and it was just a fun time, and that is it.
Yay. I honestly, like, I see, like, people doing, like, double dates or triple. I don't know who you were with, but anyways, like, more than a couple dates. I honestly don't know if I would like that. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
Really?
Maybe I would prefer to just, like, go us two. But I don't know.
I feel like both of those have, like, its benefits. I feel like, like, obviously, it's so fun and so nice to just go out the two of us and just be together. But also just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, grabbing dinner with, like, your other friends and that are a couple, so everybody kind of, like, is in the same vibe, and I don't know, I love it.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see if I like it once it happens. Yeah, we'll update you guys
for sure.
Okay, so let's hop right into the episode with Sydney. We're gonna let her introduce herself in a minute, so let's get right into it. We are going to be talking about growing on social media, TikTok, Instagram, monetizing, making money, reaching out to brands, all of that good stuff that we all love.
Yeah.
Before we do that, don't forget to rate and review the podcast if you like us and you like the pod. It really helps us. And if you want to, like, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok.
We are nailing it. We've been posting TikToks every day, like, at least four. We've been posting reels every day. We are just, like, on it, and we're doing our best to, like, put out the best content ever. So please just follow us. I'm sure that you'll love the content because it's literally our vibes. Like, we're just portraying ourselves on social media. So just go give us a follow if you would like to.
Yeah, and now let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. Okay, everyone. So we're here today with Sydney Hope. Hi, Sydney. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, so before we get started, I just wanted you to introduce yourself quickly. Just let people know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Sydney. I am 23 years old. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am a content creator, as well as a buyer for a large corporate retailer.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay, so I think we are just going to start with the questions now. So our first question is, how long have you been doing social media? How did you start? And just your journey in general.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in fashion, and I knew that I really wanted to showcase that. So I actually started a fashion blog my senior year of high school. It was more so just kind of a creative outlet for me, and a way to kind of show off my outfits, give style advice, tips for beauty, etc. And then I kind of transitioned that into posting on Instagram. So I really started to take it seriously, I would say, during COVID. And then from there, it kind of jump started for me, and I started gaining more followers. I started getting more brand deals, and then, from there, I realized that this is something that I really wanted to pursue and actually turn into a full-time career.
Yeah, when we found you, you were actually like with 11K followers, and now you're already at 12. So that is impressive.
Oh yeah, I know. I've kind of been growing really quickly, which is really nice to see my hard work starting to pay off, because
Yeah,
I
of
think
course.
what a lot of people don't realize is how much time the back end takes. I mean, I'm constantly on my phone, on my laptop, reaching out to brands, creating content, scheduling shoots, and I feel like not a lot of people know that side of the business. So it's really nice to start building that community and getting feedback and, like more people to share my content with.
Yeah, of
Yeah.
course. I feel like your response just makes it very easy for me to hop into the next question, which is how do you come up with your new content ideas and how do you record and edit your content? Because we know that it takes a long time and hard work to come out
Yeah.
with whatever it is that we come out because yeah, as you said, like people really don't know what's going on behind the cameras because we really just put our all into everything.
Yeah. So I feel like I've always been a pretty creative person in general. It's fun to me and it doesn't seem like work. So I love like brainstorming new ideas. I get a lot of inspiration from Pinterest, actually. Pinterest is
Same.
probably, yeah, my main source. I have like a million different boards on there, from like outfit inspo, home inspo, food, like whatever. Like I literally plan my whole entire life on Pinterest.
Same.
yeah, it's the best. And then from there, I also look through social media, but to be quite honest, I don't scroll through social media. I find that like I'm already on my phone long enough posting content that I don't really need to be consuming as much content. For me, it's just better for my mental health, and as well as I want my ideas to be original. So whatever I think of, I kind of write down or type out on my laptop. From there, I'll schedule a shoot date with either, I'll just shoot content myself or with one of my friends. And then from there, I'll edit my content. Videos I normally edit on iMovie, which is just a free app on Mac. So that's super easy, and I've been using it since I was literally making YouTube videos in the third grade. And then I don't really edit my photos. I just use the app Tezza to like play around with the exposure if I like my photos a little bit darker. So yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I feel like even for us, we do not do this as a job. We just do it because we like it. But even for us, it is a struggle to be on TikTok and Instagram all day, every day, and still like then you do all your work and then you're done and then you want to go back and scroll to like relax. So it is a struggle to just like have some time off from your phone. But also on TikTok, it's hard to like not scroll because you need to see what's trending and everything like that. So that is always a struggle. Okay, so our next question is, how did you grow your audience on Instagram and TikTok? I know those two platforms are different. So if you want to give a different response for each of them, or just one response.
TikTok for me is newer, and I've recently started taking that more seriously. And I feel like the secret to growing on TikTok is posting consistently, literally at least 5 TikToks a day, making sure that your content is very niche. So sticking to one or two specific categories. For me, it's either fashion and wellness or micro influencer tips. That's the number one. Hashtags for sure, trending music, trending sounds, always staying on the trends, I have
Yeah.
found, are really good. As far as Instagram, that is definitely a lot harder to grow nowadays. Luckily, I did start with some of a following. But I feel like for me, TikTok has actually helped me gain a lot of Instagram followers, as
Yeah.
well as repurposing my TikTok content for Reels.
Yeah.
Reels is definitely being pushed a lot by the Instagram algorithm, and that has helped me get discovered by a lot of accounts. If I go look at my insights on my Instagram, I see that majority of my audience has found me from my Reels. So
Yeah.
that's really nice, and I feel like it's kind of one of those things: work smarter, not harder. Repurpose the content you've
Yeah.
already created for TikTok and use it for multiple platforms. Yeah,
Absolutely. We
we
do
do
the
the
same
same.
thing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
But I feel like it's hard sometimes to, okay, people can see your reels or TikToks, but how do you get people to actually like follow you or comment or interact with your content? Because that is the hard part.
Yeah, that is definitely the hardest part, and I'm still trying to figure that out. I feel like people, I mean, I even take myself for example. If I'm scrolling, like, I don't necessarily, it takes a lot for me to follow somebody, you know, like, I take my follows very seriously. And so I feel like you really have to create that consistency, for that person to want to follow you, because they may see one TikTok, but then they look at your profile and like they're like, okay, this is boring, or like you don't have anything else like this. So I feel like that's where like your niche comes into play, as well as making sure you have a call to action on your videos, whether that be like and follow for more, or a link, check out my Instagram, or check out my Amazon shop, whatever. Like, make that follower or viewer want more and turn that viewer into a follower.
Yeah,
I feel
totally.
like.
Like the more you post, the more you are likely to like show up on someone else's For You page. And then like when people see you like 5 times in a week, like they'll probably follow you. So I
I
think
was
that
gonna say exactly the
consistency
same
also
thing.
helps.
Usually, for example, on TikTok on my For You page, I see someone and I don't know, I like the video or whatever, but then I just keep going. And then once the person starts showing up constantly on my For You page, the probability of me following the person, if I like their videos, is way higher. So I feel like that's where consistency plays like a huge game.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, and that's also where like posting a lot helps, because it's just more chances to go viral.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Okay, so next up, we wanted to ask you, how long did it take for you to start making money from social media? And of course, still, this is something that you enjoy. So even though it doesn't feel like work, you do profit from it. So we just wanted to get like some sort of idea.
Yeah, so I feel like a common misconception for people is that you have to have 100,000 followers to make money on Instagram, and that's just not the case anymore. I feel like a lot of brands are starting to hone in on the power of micro influencers and the fact that their engagement is so great. I mean, somebody could have 100,000 followers and not have a community by any means, but somebody with 10,000 followers could literally, you know, get a percentage of sales so much higher because their community actually trusts them. So for me, I started making money, you know, like here and there, sporadically around like 5,000 followers. It wasn't anything consistent. I would say it wasn't until I hit around 8,000 followers I started making, or I guess started realizing that I could make some serious money. Now I definitely have a consistent income each month. It definitely varies depending on that month. As for any influencer, no matter what size, some months are just busier than others, and that's just the matter of the business. It's not a consistent income. But yeah, I would say around then.
So you said that you don't need to necessarily have a lot of followers, but what do you actually need to be taken seriously by brands and get like some sort of recognition?
Yeah, I feel like this is a different answer for every brand. I think there's no cookie cutter or formula or template that you can really put yourself into. However, I do think that the number one thing that is the most important for brands is the quality of content. So I think that's what brands are looking for. They want to repurpose and use this content for months on end. So they want this content to be quality content. They want it to, be good. Like I think quality over anything is important. When they're using it for advertising, I mean, the viewers don't know whether they have 2 followers or 200,000. So I think just looking at if they're looking at your page and seeing well-lit photos, really diverse videos, different kinds of videos, I think that really makes you stand out.
Yeah, I've seen people say that like if you tag the brand on your photos, on your stories, it helps. Did you actually like try this out? Does it work?
Oh yeah, I mean, I 100% do that. I still do that. I feel like that's really, really important because when you're going to pitch yourself to that brand, they have the log on the DMs of you tagging them. And it shows that like, hey, like I actually use your products, or hey, I actually wear your clothes, versus like, oh, like I just want to get free clothes, but I've never actually tried your brand. Like, I feel like it's really, really important for brands to know that they like that you already are a customer or already have a fan of that brand.
Yeah, for sure. And have you like observed any preferences from brands when you decide to work with them? Like if they want you to post on your feed or reels, IGTVs, stories, like do you feel like there are any preferences or they kind of leave you to do whatever you want?
Normally, depending on the campaign, they'll ask me for a specific deliverables. I feel like a lot of brands right now are pushing for video content just because that's the newest thing on Instagram, specifically, and I feel like that's getting pushed the most. So generally, I will be asked to do video content a lot. However, a brand may not have the budget for a video, so it may end up on stories or some sort of different kind of partnership from there.
Got it.
Okay, so how do you typically reach out to brands? What do you say? Is it email? Is it like just a DM?
Literally whatever. Sometimes I'll email, sometimes I'll DM, sometimes they'll a lot of times now they'll reach out to me. So really I'll just say like I actually posted a TikTok on this today. I'll just DM them and be like, "Hi, I'm a Charlotte influencer. I would love to style your pieces. If I could have your email to your influencer relations specialist, I would love that," or however I worded it. And I literally send that to brands, and from there they'll either send me an email, send me a form to fill out, and then if not, I will just email them directly if I have that email as well.
I know a lot of people struggle like with like kind of deciding what they want, not deciding, but like talking to brands because sometimes I know that they'll reach out and like give you stuff for free, but sometimes like you want the money. Like, how do you like negotiate these types of situations? How do you like establish like your price? What do you ask for?
Yeah, so this is really important because, and I still to this day get taken advantage of. Content creators don't realize that they need to be paid for their work. Like they are putting in their time, effort, hours in creating content, and they deserve compensation for it.
Yeah, sure.
For me, it really just depends on the brand. Obviously, I love every brand that I work with, and I wouldn't work with a brand that I didn't truly feel like I could confidently represent. However, I do understand that some brands only do gifting and some brands have a bigger budget. For me, it really just depends on the brand. So if I'm supporting a small business who only has 2,000 followers, then I know they don't have a budget. And if I like their clothes, then I'd be happy to receive that and happy to help them out. I never promise a dedicated post, but I always say I would love to do an organic story or organic post if it comes, if I feel as though it fits. So normally, like obviously, if I like the clothes, I will end up posting in it. But brands that are multi-million dollar companies,
Yeah.
then you know that they have a budget. So that's really on just standing your ground. And a lot of times you have to say no. I say no to so many brands when they say they don't have a budget for this campaign because I just don't have the time to work
Yeah.
for a get for just a product. Like I
Yeah.
want to be compensated, and I also don't want sponsored content every post. So
Yeah,
I'm really
exactly.
picky and choosy with the brands, and I think that it really just depends on that person's like how much do you love this brand,
Yeah.
and that's kind of like a personal decision that they have to make.
Yeah. And how did you kind of like establish your price? You don't have to share like your price, but how do you figure out like what you should be asking? Like if they're asking too little, if they're offering too little, or if the price is like reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, this has definitely come over time. Like, you can Google a lot of different ways, a lot of different formulas. I think it depends on your engagement rate, your specific audience. I also have a lot of friends in the community that I go to for advice, and we kind of discuss that among ourselves and kind of figure out. There's a lot of TikToks about it. I post about it. I think a lot of people think they may be charging a lot, but they're really undercharging. So yeah, I feel like it just depends on a lot of different things, honestly. Like that's not just like, oh, 2,000 followers, 200 per post. Like it's not really like that. I think it just depends on a multitude of factors. And that's really just up to you. I mean, I lay out all my rates in my media kit, and from there I'll give it to the brand if they want my media kit. And from there we'll negotiate a price.
Yeah.
Got it. Following
Got
up on
it.
that, like I know especially for beginners on this content creation, maybe like if a brand reaches out and it's not really on the budget that they kind of set, they kind of feel like guilty or something because they don't want to say no or to negotiate. Have you struggled with it in the beginning, or have you always like been super sure of your hard work and that whatever it is that you want to get, you will get, and you won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% willing to negotiate, and I feel like I emphasize that with all the brands who I pitch myself to. However, I never take the first price that they offer me because they're 100% lowballing you. So you always negotiate for that rate. And I think as long as you tried your best, and maybe you went back and forth for 10 different emails, but knowing that like you tried your best, I think that's what matters. But always negotiate. I mean, it's just like when you're taking a job, you probably are going to negotiate your salary. So I think it's the same type of thing.
Another question. I'm curious about this because I actually don't know. How does making money on TikTok work? If you do make money on TikTok, is it like sponsored posts, ads? I have no idea about how the creator fund actually works. If you use that, if you could just like clarify for us a little bit.
Yeah, so like I said, TikTok really isn't my main form of income. Right now it is Instagram. I have done collaborations on TikTok, and that is really the same type of thing, like discussed via email. I don't really use the creator feature. And I'll either get paid via PayPal, or I'll send them an invoice and they'll, do a mobile deposit, whatever. I don't necessarily receive money through the TikTok app. At least not yet.
Got it. Okay, so just
Okay.
same as Instagram, basically.
Yep.
Okay. Another thing that we wanted to ask you is, what does a day in your life look like? Like, what do you usually do as a content creator that people don't know about, or just like pretty much an overview of your routine?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to share that. I feel like I'm extremely type A and love my routines. Like I pretty
Same.
much have the same similar routine every day, for the most part. For me, I always think that organization and planning ahead is key to set yourself up for success. I
Awesome.
like to get up decently early. On the weekdays, I get up around 6. Weekends, I'll sleep in a little bit. But I also have a dog, so realistically, I don't sleep in that much. I always start my morning with a workout. For me, it's just great for my mental health, and it really just jump starts my day, and sets me in a good mood for the rest of my day. From there, I'll make a smoothie and kind of cover in all my vitamins and nutrients that I want to get off. Again, just starting my day off on the right day, making sure I have enough energy, to last me and sustain for the entire day. From there, I check my emails and I, see if any brands have reached out to me or anything urgent has come up. And then I'll go through my planner and see what all I have to do. The next thing I do is I will post a story. I think key is like posting stories throughout the day, not just all at once, and keeping your audience in the know of what is going on. So I'll post some stories. I'll post a TikTok. I like to try to aim for posting five TikToks throughout the day. And then I always try to post either a feed post or a reel in the morning. For me, that's just the time that I feel is best to post for me. And then, if it's during a weekday, I will work the entire day. And then I'll either shoot content during lunchtime or in the evening, obviously before it gets dark. It really just depends, but I always plan out ahead of time if I am shooting that day, which is really helpful. So I can make sure that I have all my outfits planned, all of my concepts and locations scheduled. And then, by then I normally make my dinner for my boyfriend and I, and then we'll walk the dog. And then just chill. I literally am a grandma and go to bed so early because I get up early. So I try to not be on my phone after 9 p.m. I put it on Do Not Disturb. And I'll just like watch a show or watch YouTube or something because I'm literally on my phone or computer all day. So I just need to kind of set that boundary with myself. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not nothing crazy, my routine, but it works for me. So
Awesome.
this just leads right into the next question that I was going to ask. You kind of already answered it. How do you separate your life from work? Because you're on your phone basically the whole day, and then when you get off of work, I assume you just said that you don't scroll, but how do you like establish that limit of time, and how do you have like the discipline to follow through? Because I always set like the time limits in apps, and then I just like ignore them. So how do you build that like consistency?
Yeah, it's really, really hard, and I still am trying to find that balance. For me, I feel like, working out first thing in the morning really helps me because I'm not starting off my day by scrolling on social media. And I think that's like a really big thing to not do. And then, for me, like I said earlier in the podcast, is that I don't really scroll on Instagram for pleasure. Like for me, I look as Instagram as a business. Same thing with TikTok. So if I'm scrolling, I'm looking for ideas or trends, whatever. Like, and so by the time it comes to the evening, I'm just done. Like I don't feel like working anymore. And so I think having that boundary is really healthy and necessary.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think when you shift your mindset to using Instagram as a business tool versus for pleasure, it's a little bit easier to put down.
So, do you just like sit and scroll like for an maybe an hour is a bit too much, but like a period of time to like get ideas from? And is that like scheduled in your day? Do you like have a specific time that you like to sit down and scroll and look for trends, ideas? How do you do that?
Not really. I don't ever just sit and scroll. I feel like normally after I post, I'll look for like 5 minutes. I feel like when I'm, replying to Instagram comments and things like that, that's kind of when I'm on the app and I'll see things pop up. But I never just open the app to really scroll, which is kind of crazy now that I think about it. But I feel like when I'm on it already, is that's kind of when it like reels me in to stay on the app.
Good for you. Like, I wish I could do them.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, my screen time is ridiculous, but I
Oh,
just say
same.
that's my
But
filming
yeah,
time, you know?
it's understandable that you have a high screen time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another question before we kind of end off with TikTok and Instagram. How when you're recording your content, do you batch record everything? And on TikTok, how does that work? Because things go like in and out of trend so quickly. So how do you like you can't just like record everything like for the whole month in advance and have that just ready to go. How do you like organize all that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely batch shoot for sure. Like, for TikTok, I mean, I have like 18 things in my drafts right now, but then again, you're posting like 5 times a day, so that content
Yeah.
is what, 3 days worth. So I do a mix of, it just depends. Like if my day's super busy, then I'll be pulling stuff out of my drafts just to post. But if not, you know, I'll probably post like maybe 2 things from my drafts and then 2 things that I create that day that I feel like, oh, like I want to post this right now. Like this is trending, this is hot. Like I really want to share this concept, whatever. Like somebody's been asking for this. So it's really just a mix, but I always like having some content in the back of my hand just in
Yeah.
case something does come up.
Okay, and the last question we're gonna ask you is just your biggest advice for people who are starting now.
I would say my biggest piece of advice would be to just keep posting. There's been so many times, and I still feel like this, that I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not growing, or like this is not worth my time, whatever. And you know, then the next day I'll get an email from one of my dream brands, and I'm like, okay, this is so worth it. So I feel like your time will come, and don't give up. I feel like it takes years for people to grow their followings. I truly don't believe that. I mean, maybe like 0.001% of people go viral overnight and then they're set for life, but majority, that's just not the case. So just be consistent, be niche, and truly believe in the content that you're posting, and make your brand actually you. Like, you know, I'm so into wellness. I'm so into fashion. I'm so into the things that I truly post about, and it makes it fun for me. And also make sure to give yourself grace because it does get frustrating at times, and you can definitely get burnt out. So don't be scared to, like, don't be afraid to take a day off. Like that's okay. And it's normal. And it's you know, it's normal for everyone. People with a 9-to-5 job have 2 days off and they use that time to recharge. People who do content creation need to do the same thing, you know? So definitely keep that in mind. Not every day is the same, which is important to hear.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
love
And
that.
also, I should add, like, if you're listening to this right now, don't be discouraged if your TikTok reveal gets like 2 views, because like we've been there. It happens. So,
Yeah, it happens to everybody. Like you could have a TikTok that gets 100 views and then a TikTok right after it or right before that gets 80,000. Like it's literally just the algorithm. So don't get discouraged, and your time will happen for sure.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay, I think we're gonna end it here. Sydney, thank you so much for coming on. We loved having you here and chatting with you.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, and I look forward to this episode coming out. I'm excited.
Yeah,
Yes.
so are we.
Okay,
Okay.
for
everyone who's listening, we are gonna leave all of Sydney's social media linked in the show notes so you can go and stalk her and follow her. Because she is an amazing content creator. And yeah, that is it.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so much for
much.
coming. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Bye, guys.
Okay, guys, so that was it for the interview with Sydney. We really hope you guys enjoyed it and that you guys actually like learned something from this. We will definitely be using some of the tips that she shared
Absolutely.
with us on our own. So yeah, don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to your podcast and give us a rating and review if you like us and you like the podcast. We would really, really appreciate it because it helps us grow.
Yeah.
Also follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Instagram at seriouslynotseriouspodcast and TikTok at seriouslynotseriouspod if you want to keep up with us and if you want any specific requests for episodes, let
us
know.
Please do.
There, and we will do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk to y'all next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.